welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My first guest tonight is Dr. Elizabeth R. Lombardo, a clinical psychologist, physical therapist, professional speaker, coach, and media go-to person, who was selected by the prestigious Canyon Ranch Spa as guest for their week on arthritis. After completing her master's in physical therapy at Duke University, she worked at a major medical center and soon discovered that people faced with physical challenges dealt with them differently and consequently had different outcomes depending upon their psychological state. In an effort to help people better cope with life, she obtained a doctorate in clinical psychology at MCP Hahnemann University, which is now Drexel University. She now helps clients decrease their stress and enhance their happiness, regardless of what is going on in their lives. Dr. Lombardo has been featured on CNN, MSNBC, Red Book, Self Magazine, Woman's Day, Glamour, Arthritis Today, and Cancer Care, and has published in peer-reviewed journals and general public publications. She co-authored Cognitive Behavioral Case Formulation and Treatment Design, a Problem-Solving Approach, and has an upcoming book, A Happy You, Your Ultimate Prescription for Happiness. More information is available at www.controlstressforgood.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Elizabeth, and I look forward to talking with you about ways to improve the life of those with arthritis. Elizabeth, you have your doctorate in psychology, so tell me what a clinical psychologist can do to help someone with a physical condition like arthritis.
Well, as anyone with arthritis knows, it affects a lot more than just your body. And I like to make the comparison. If you think of holding a rock that you throw into a big pond, you have an initial splash that's pretty large, and then you have the ripple effect, and that splash affects every part of the pond. Arthritis is very similar. So your body is a big splash. That's where the center of the pain and the challenges can come. But then it affects other parts of your life. Emotionally, people with arthritis are more likely to, for example, to have depression. It can affect your relationships, your financial affairs. It can affect your work, if you're able to work or not, and if you are able to work, what kinds of things you're able to do.
And you say that people with arthritis are at increased risk of depression?
They are.
Why is that?
Well, we're not really sure. Part of it may be physiological. So, for example, women are more likely to get certain types of arthritis, like fibromyalgia, and women are more likely to have depression. So there may be something going on there in terms of gender, in terms of hormones. But another part of it is people with arthritis, when you have chronic pain, that's a chronic stress that you're facing each and every day. And feelings of helplessness and hopelessness, feelings of worthlessness because you can't do the things that you want to be able to do, those types of feelings can be rather prevalent with people with arthritis. And that can then cause depression. And, of course, it's not a definite. It's not that if someone's been diagnosed with arthritis that they're going to be depressed, but they are at greater risk.
Then, Elizabeth, you have a 5-step process to help people focus on ways to improve the quality of their lives despite having arthritis.
Yeah, and this works for everyone. A lot of times my clients will come in and say, what can I do? I have arthritis. I can't change that. Well, you may not be able to change the diagnosis, but you can change how it affects your life. And I've developed an acronym. It's called GREAT. So if everyone can be great, then we can have a lot more happiness, a lot less stress, and a lot less pain in our lives. So GREAT, we can look at each one of those. G is being grateful. A lot of times, especially when we have a diagnosis of arthritis, when we're having pain and we're having challenges related to our pain, we have a tendency to what I call negative filter. to look at the environment, to look at your life, to look at your relationships and see what's not going right, what's wrong, what you wish was different. And that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But when we focus only on the negative, we're missing out on all the other good stuff that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we appreciate what we have once we lose it. So, for example, if you were able to get out of bed by yourself this morning, that's something that all of us want to rejoice and appreciate
right.
and feel grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not talking about major, major, major events. I climbed to the top of Mount Everest kind of appreciation and grateful and positive. But those everyday things that when if we lost them, man, we would miss them.
Mm-hmm.
So start to appreciate them now
mm-hmm.
and feel grateful. And as a matter of fact, one of the things I highly recommend to my clients is to keep a gratitude journal. This can be a piece of paper, a notebook, a Word document in your computer, and write down three positive things that happened to you. Three events, three experiences, three people in your life that particular day about which you feel grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee, here's a guarantee, very rarely in psychology do we guarantee, but I guarantee when people do this, and if people do this on a consistent basis, they will start to feel differently. And when I say feel differently, I mean not only emotionally, but when our stress level is down, our pain level goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's G, be grateful, gratitude. R is relaxation. Okay? Stress is the nemesis of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Stress causes more pain. Think about someone without arthritis who maybe had a stressful day at work. What do they say? Oh, my head's killing me, right? Oh, my neck is, all the muscles are so tight. Because stress can adversely affect pretty much every organ system, whether it's our muscles and our nerves, whether it's our GI system, and people get, you know, nausea or diarrhea or upset stomachs when they're stressed. Every single organ system is affected by stress. That does not help our pain. And so what we want to do is to really focus on relaxing. And this doesn't necessarily mean getting in an all pretzel position and saying om or hugging a tree or anything. It really can entail taking some deep breaths, because
mm-hmm.
when we are taking deep breaths, it actually induces a relaxation response in us. It causes us to relax more.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the R. And there are a lot of ways to address stress, but that's one of the easiest ways that you can just get started right now. All right, so we've had gratitude, relaxation. Now let's look at E.
Let me go back to the gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. I think that the research tends to show that people who are grateful and who are positive not only have less pain, but they live longer, they're healthier. There's all kinds of things that come from that. And also I see a connection between being grateful and faith.
Mm-hmm.
If you have faith in yourself and in your fellow man and in your future, again, you're going to be grateful and you're going to be positive. So.
You are, and you're going to have a sense of hope.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
right.
That belief that even though things aren't exactly the way I want them to be,
mm-hmm.
that's okay, because there's a lot of things that I can do to be happy, to be grateful, to have more positive experiences in my life. Absolutely.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I talk about when I'm giving lectures, and I give lectures around the world, is I like to hold up a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all heard the saying, glass half full, half empty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So half
right.
full, optimistic,
right.
half empty, pessimistic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask this question, which is the truth? What is the real answer or description of it?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the answer is both.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm talking about being grateful, I'm not saying try to come up with thoughts that really don't make sense. Like, I'm so glad that I have this pain and can't get out of bed. You know, that's not realistic. But realistic optimism being, you know, what truly is positive in your life, focus on that, and you really will see a difference in your emotional well-being, your physical well-being, your spiritual well-being.
Right, right. I agree. Okay, we're ready for E.
All right, we're ready for E. Now, I'm going to say E, and I don't want anyone out there to have any adverse reaction to this because I want to explain it. E is exercise. And sometimes the word exercise brings up all kinds of stress in and of itself and
mm-hmm.
all kinds of thoughts of, I can't go running, I've got arthritis, I can't do that. When I say exercise, I mean move your body in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, as you said before, I'm a psychologist. I'm a physical therapist. I also do group fitness. So I'm a huge proponent of exercise. It can be walking. It can be getting in the pool. It could be bouncing on a trampoline. It could be dancing. I mean, there's so many different ways to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise helps our bodies and our minds in so many different ways. So, for example, with people with arthritis, one of the things that we find is what we call a muscular imbalance. Their muscles are not as strong as you want them to be. So strengthening exercises are really important. Now, I'm not talking about lifting 100-pound weights. That's
right.
That's just silly. But light weights, more repetitions, is really going to help with the pain. Stretching. A lot of times people with arthritis, because they aren't moving as much, tend to be really tight in those joints. And if you think about a joint, the muscles go around the joint. So if the muscles are tight, it really compresses that joint.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to cause more pain. So gentle stretching, especially when your muscles are warm, like after you take a warm shower, those are great things to do.
Mm-hmm.
So exercise, of course, can help our bodies. And I'm sure your listeners out there are familiar with how great it is for your blood pressure and your weight and all kinds of things. Another great part about exercise that a lot of people don't know is studies show it is as effective as antidepressant medications for people with depression.
Mm-hmm.
So real briefly, one of the studies from my alma mater, Duke University, looked at people with severe depression, and that's pretty significant depression, and they randomly assigned them to antidepressant medication, exercise, and then placebo.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found at the end of 10 weeks was exercise and antidepressant medication did equally as well and better than the placebo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting.
Right.
But if you keep looking out 6 months later, the exercise group actually does better,
mm-hmm.
does better than the antidepressant medication. And the other great thing about it is not only is it helping your depression level, your stress level, but exercise, for example, helps you sleep better.
Right.
And a lot of times my clients with arthritis say, I am having trouble sleeping. So it's just a really, really great way to address a lot of the different issues that people with arthritis might be struggling with.
And exercise, they're even finding, has a major role with cancer,
mm-hmm.
and cancer prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently, I saw some research that the women that have fluid accumulation under their arms after they have breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
and the breast removed, they used to say they should not exercise,
lift weights,
but now they're saying they should lift weights.
Yeah. Yeah,
so they're finding it very important for remaining healthy.
Mm-hmm. It is. And feeling good, because, again, it's not just people with depression, but it helps combat stress. It helps us worry less. It helps us have more confidence in
mm-hmm.
ourselves. Isn't that something we all could use? I mean, people talk about a magic pill. Sometimes I think that's what exercise can really be.
That and nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Or the right nutrition, I should say.
The right nutrition, yeah.
Right.
Yes. So that was our E. Now let's look at A. A is assist others. One of the things that we find is that when people extend themselves and help out other people, the benefits for that individual are huge. So when people volunteer, for example, especially if it's a cause, you want to find a cause that you're excited about. A group of people, whether it's kiddos or adults, or maybe it's not people at all, maybe it's animals. So finding something about which you are so passionate in helping out others is very important.
Right.
Assist is also assisting yourself. And there is not a whole lot of research on this, but in my private practice, what I find is really a chronic pain personality. And a lot of times it's the person who is constantly the caregiver and not taking time out for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to assist other people, but we also want to assist ourselves.
Right.
If anyone has ever been on a plane, anyone listening has ever been on a plane, which I'm guessing there are a few of you out there, what do the flight attendants say when they're talking about in case of cabin pressure changes? They say, put your oxygen mask on first.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're passed out from not having oxygen, you can't help anyone else.
Right.
We need to be applying this in our own lives, too. Taking time out for yourself, allowing yourself time to relax, allowing yourself time to do things that you can do and that you enjoy doing is really, really important, especially for people with arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our A, assist others, assist ourselves. And then T is talk it out. Talk it out. There's a quote that says the biggest error about communication is the thought that it actually occurs accurately.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know the telephone game when we're kids and we play the telephone game. You whisper in someone's ear and then they whisper and it goes down the line. And, you know, the last thing that said something like, you know, my shoes ink is in love with you. Or, you know, something that, it's completely nonsensical. And it's funny. But in real life, we don't realize that our communication really isn't as effective as we want it to be.
Right.
And particularly with people with arthritis, there can be a couple of challenges. One, there can be guilt that they aren't able to do the things that they want to be able to do. And so they interpret things, comments like, oh, you're not going to, oh, you're going to bed now. They interpret that as you're lazy and don't do anything.
Right.
And so being able to communicate with someone, especially if it's someone who's close to you, you know, this is my interpretation. Is that what you meant? No. Okay. And then better understanding where that other person is coming from can be so, so vital.
Mm-hmm.
As well as asking for what you need, being assertive. Assertive is respecting yourself and respecting others. It's not being aggressive and yelling at someone. It's not being passive and keeping your thoughts and your needs to yourself. But it's saying, I'm a worthy person. I want you to know what my needs are so that we can both work together to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And that works with our healthcare providers. It works with our loved ones, with people with whom we work, with people in our neighborhoods. So talk it out is also very important.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth, is there anything else then you'd like to say about arthritis before we look at your new book?
Well, just to understand that there is such a relationship between our minds and our bodies. And, you know, there have been time after time after time that clients have been referred to me from their medical doctors, and I meet them and they have their arms crossed and
mm-hmm.
they say, what are you going to do for me? Because I think a lot of times there's this concern that people think there's something wrong with you, that it's in your mind, that you're making up this pain, that you're crazy because you're having such challenges related to your arthritis because you
right.
don't look sick.
Right.
And just understanding that working through some of the stress and some of the more psychological and emotional issues doesn't mean that you're crazy. It does not mean that you're making it up by any means.
Mm-hmm.
It simply means that you're addressing your pain from another avenue.
Mm-hmm.
From another approach. And it truly can be life-altering. I've had so many clients. I'll just share with you one. The gentleman who came in, and he had chronic arthritis, and he had lost his job. He was about to get a divorce. He'd been married for 35 years because his wife didn't understand his bitterness, his anger, and his depression.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started working through it, and he was convinced it was all her fault. We started working through that. We started addressing and helping him not be so stressed out, not be so depressed, started helping him feel good about himself. Even though he couldn't work outside the home like he used to, he still was an unbelievably wonderful man, and helping him see that.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only did we help his depression, not only did his pain get better, he was able to start doing things that he enjoyed doing, and he enjoyed being in this retirement that was forced upon him.
Mm-hmm.
He also was able to completely changed his marriage and his relationship because he started talking it out with her. He started understanding more how he was coming across, what she was saying to him. And I mean, it was a 180. It really
right.
was magical.
Yeah, it's great.
And this is an average person. It's not someone who had, I mean, it's really someone who thought that it was insane for him to come to a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not necessarily someone who really saw that connection, but was truly able to benefit.
Mm-hmm. Now, Elizabeth, you have a new book, A Happy You, Your Ultimate Prescription for Happiness.
Yes.
And this is coming out or has come out?
It's officially being released in November. It should be in stores by the end of September.
Tell us about your new book, then.
Well, it's all about how to have less stress and more happiness in your life, regardless of what's going on in life. So I often equate happiness. It really is a skill. It's a skill like playing the piano or golfing. And the more we practice effective skills, the more we, like if you were going to golf, I don't golf. So if I took a golf bag and started hitting some golf balls and played all day, I might be able to make some improvements, but I also would develop some pretty bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we have a lot of ways that we've tried to be happy and they haven't been very effective. For some people, it's eating or drinking or spending money or extramarital affairs or sitting on the couch. You know, we're all trying to hit that golf ball a certain way. But when we have a coach who really tells us, here are the four things that you need to do to effectively play golf, or in this case, effectively be happy, and you start applying those, then your whole game, your whole life changes. And mm-hmm. that's what this book is based on.
Mm-hmm. And how will the listeners be able to locate this?
Well, if you go to ahappyyou.com, 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 they can hit the tab for happiness, and they can sign up. And I will let them know when the book comes out. They'll also get a free gift for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They can also come October and definitely November. They can go to any bookstore, and it will be there, ahappyyou.com. Makes a great gift because who doesn't need more happiness in their life? Right? Great
right.
gift for the holidays.
Right.
But it really is. It really is something that I looked a lot at the research out there. I looked a lot at common sense, at real life examples, and put them all together. And even though it's based on research, there are so many stories. It's a really easy read. So I think your listeners will really enjoy it.
Well, great. I thank you very much, Elizabeth. This has been very interesting and informative. I think it's always easier for me, and I'm sure for the listeners, if we have something to think of things like great,
mm-hmm.
and then we can relate each letter to something specific in terms of arthritis. And I know it's helpful for me, and I'm sure it's helpful to the listeners.
Well, great. Thank you, Carl. I really appreciate it. I applaud that you have these programs.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Take care.
My second guest is Frank Titus, founder of the Titus Motion Therapy, an exercise therapy that uses individual exercises and stretches designed to get people out of pain. He has had success rate of over 95% in treating such painful chronic conditions as herniated disc, sciatica, whiplash, carpal tunnel, migraines, fibromyalgia, TMJ, rotator cuff injuries, degenerative joint disease, tennis elbow, ACL injuries, and arthritis. In 2005, he opened the Health Through Motion Center in Santa Monica, California. In addition to treating those in the Los Angeles area, he treats clients throughout the world via video consultation, including clients as far away as New Zealand. After completing his degree in exercise physiology at Indiana State University in 1995, he worked as assistant director at the EgoSkew Method Clinic in San Diego, where he perfected his method of spine and body alignment as the most effective way to eliminate pain. Frank has personally treated many high-profile clients in the entertainment world and the sports world, including Olympians and PGA, NFL, PBA, ATP, AVP, and NBA athletes, as well as yoga teachers, musicians, and doctors. He also hosts the number one talk radio show, The Painkiller, on 97.1 FM, and was the only non-medical doctor to appear on the American Health Journal award-winning television series on PBS. Recently, he participated in Yoga Works 200 and 400 teacher training. Titus Motion Therapy is an 8-week program utilizing specific yet simple exercises, stretches, and motion to restore posture, balance, and flexibility with the results of eliminating pain and chronic injuries. Frank will talk about this method in our interview. More information can be found at www.titusmotiontherapy.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Frank, and I look forward to learning more about your special type of exercise therapy that is effective for arthritic pain. First, what is the Titus Motion Therapy?
Well, Titus Motion Therapy is a treatment that uses exercise and motion therapy to realign the body, correct posture, through the use of specifically prescribed exercises designed to restore balance and flexibility to the body.
Mm-hmm.
The result is the elimination of pain and chronic injuries. And the program, the thing is, everything is individualized. So I can have 5 people all come in with low back pain. Well, because people look a little different and move a little different, they might get 5 different sets of exercises. So you're not going to get necessarily just back exercises or neck exercises or knee exercises. It's really to correct the misalignments and the dysfunctional movement patterns, and the result is the pain goes away, whether it's in your knee or your neck.
Mm-hmm. So basically, Frank, how does all of this work?
Well, a good analogy that I like to use that kind of demonstrates how it works, it's really a balancing out of the body. Left to right, both sides need to do the same thing. Top to bottom, everything needs to do the same thing. You know, front to back needs to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the real story that I like to tell people is, if I put a rock in your shoe and we go for a walk, well, you're going to start to compensate to get away from that rock, you mm-hmm. know, the pain down in your foot. And after the walk, maybe your opposite hip or low back starts to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most treatment programs, if you go in and you say my low back and my hip hurt, they're going to treat your low back and your hip.
Right.
I always tell people, I keep it really simple, I just get the rock out of your shoe. Because no matter how much you treat that hip and low back, if you don't get the rock out of your shoe, you're going to walk out of that office and you're going to continue to compensate. Whereas if you get rid of the real problem or the root of the problem, which is the rock in the shoe, then the symptom up in the hip will go away.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yep.
So what conditions then, Frank, does Titus Motion Therapy treat?
All sorts of symptoms from head to toe, really. A herniated disc or a bulging disc in your low back or your neck. Low back problems are probably the most common. I think something like 80% of the population has low back problems at least once in their life. So that's probably the biggest thing and probably the easiest thing to fix.
Mm-hmm.
But I also work with carpal tunnel, really easily fixed, tennis elbow, you know, repetitive stress injuries up in the elbow, torn rotator cuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked with obviously knee problems. I myself, when I first started, had knee and low back problems, and I haven't had any problems in 16 years. So
good.
I'm not just the president. I'm also a client.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the hair club for men.
Right.
But it also works on problems in the feet, plantar fasciitis, and things like that. So
mm-hmm.
really everything from head to toe.
Mm-hmm. And how is Titus Motion Therapy different from physical therapy, chiropractic, and other pain management treatments?
Yeah, a few of the things are, like I was telling you about the rock in the shoe, is we really don't work on necessarily a symptom. We work on what caused the symptom. That's one aspect. Another aspect is there's no hands-on, and there's no equipment used. So we're not going to give you ice or electric stim like, say, a PT would do. We're not going to adjust you in any way like a chiropractor would do. We really put the responsibility on the patient just to do the simple movements on their own, and that really corrects the problem. It also helps people learn self-reliance and things like that, which is actually a big emotional boost as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, you really have a program that's designed to keep you out of pain for life, you know, not just a temporary fix.
Mm-hmm. And what is required of patients receiving this therapy, Frank?
Well, the biggest thing is the self-reliance and responsibility. You know, I put the responsibility on the patient to do what it is that I tell you to do. And it takes about 30 minutes at the beginning, and then we whittle it down to about 20 minutes a day for people to do. And I still do my treatment probably 5 times a week, and that keeps me out of pain and gives me the ability to function and go golfing, play volleyball, jog, without, you know, knowing that I'm not going to hurt myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that you need is a chair, a belt, a pillow, some floor space, and some wall space. And you can do most of our exercises really without any equipment. And the other nice part about that is, I don't know if you're familiar with the program Skype
mm-hmm.
on the internet, but I've treated people all over the country, all over the world. I've treated people in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do it all through the internet, because if I can see people's posture and then they can see mm-hmm. me do the exercises, then I can watch them do the exercises to make sure they can do it right.
Mm-hmm.
It's really almost like an office visit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really pretty amazing that we can treat people anywhere.
That's great. I didn't realize that you could do that type of thing.
Yeah, it's really neat. On the website, Skype actually interviewed me, so there's actually a little interview on our website. And there's a couple other videos on the website from PBS, did an interview in the local news station.
So mm-hmm.
the possibilities are becoming endless.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything else you would like to add then, Frank?
No, just the biggest thing is the possibilities. You know, people don't have to live in pain. I think we get into pain and we actually become, oh, well, this is just something I'm going to have to live with. And really, you don't. I was that way at a very young age and would go see a chiropractor every couple weeks or, you know, when my back hurt or whatever. And now it's great because I now work on chiropractors instead of going to see them. Not that chiropractic is bad, but I think there's a place for everything, and it shouldn't really be an ongoing pain management program. It should be a pain elimination program, and I think that's really what we are.
Mm-hmm.
We correct people's problems, and we have over 95% success rate.
Mm-hmm. Then would you like to talk about the services and products you have and how the listeners can reach you?
Well, I don't really sell any products. It's just the services, and the
mm-hmm.
services are typically I see people once a week for 8 weeks, and that's what the program is. And sometimes we'll spread it out. It might be every other week, depending on the person's progress and the person's schedule and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing, I think, the service that we offer that's neat on the Internet is working on people through Skype,
mm-hmm.
which has been amazing. I treated a lady in San Jose who never came to my office, and we saved her from knee replacement surgery. So
great.
The capabilities are becoming really neat and endless.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I appreciate your being with us, and I hope I'll talk with you again sometime, Frank.
All right. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My final guest tonight is Rami Rhones, who moved to Boston from Israel in 1983 to study martial arts with renowned traditional master Dr. Yang Wing Ming. Over the years, Rami won many gold medals in martial arts, including 3-time gold medalist in Shanghai, China for Tai Chi, external and internal weapons, and Tai Chi and Kung Fu sword. He won gold medals for Tai Chi pushing hands and Tai Chi swords in the International North America Chinese Martial Arts Competition. He now focuses attention on helping people with cancer, arthritis, aging, injuries, and stress using Tai Chi and Qigong. He is a scientific consultant of mind-body therapies at Dane Farber Cancer Institute and Harvard and Tufts Medical Schools, as well as author of numerous scientific publications. He lectures and instructs on the techniques of the Eastern internal arts in hospitals, institutions, and schools around the world, in addition to contributing articles to medical publications. He has been featured on international television, such as CNN and National Geographics, in newspapers such as the Boston Globe, and in magazines including Inside Kung Fu, and in books and on videos. One of his latest presentations was Tai Chi is Effective in Treating Knee Osteoarthritis, a Random Controlled Trial, at the International Tai Chi Chong Symposium in July 2009 at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. His first DVD on Sunrise Tai Chi has been at or near the number one bestseller for online sales of instructional Tai Chi since its publication, and was featured as an article on MSN and in Prevention Magazine in September 2006. He has a second DVD on Sunrise Tai Chi and a book, Sunrise Tai Chi, Simplified Tai Chi for Health and Longevity, published in 2007. More information is available at www.ramalrhones.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Rami, and I look forward to hearing about the research you have been involved with and your approach to treating arthritis.
Oh, thank you, Art. It is a pleasure for me to be part of this show.
And I'm happy to have you here, Rami. first, can you tell us about your arthritis research with Tufts New England?
In the last 8 years, I've focused on the three major forms of arthritis with Tufts University.
Mm-hmm.
I design and implement usually 12 weeks of intervention with us meeting about twice a week mm-hmm. for an hour. The first category that we tackled was the rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And rheumatoid arthritis is an immune-mediated disorder, and it usually attacks people between the age of 30 and 50 years old. Of course, there's always people with older that it gets them as well.
Mm-hmm.
It affects about 1% of the general population of the United States. The interesting part is that out of 2.1 million people, 1.5 is almost 75% are women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. And it's a major cause of disability. And as you know, disability is a cause for depression.
Mm-hmm.
So when people lose independency, that leads pretty much to depression.
Mm-hmm.
The second form of arthritis that we dealt with was osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the leading cause of disability in elderly. And more than 27 million Americans live with osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no effective medical remedy at the moment available. So that is why there is the need for mind-body approaches and other ways to try to deal with this debilitating disease.
Mm-hmm.
It estimates direct and indirect medical costs of over $65 billion a year in the U.S. So it's a huge expense to the medical field, as well as it takes a toll on a lot of individuals with their function and mood.
Mm-hmm.
But the last form of arthritis that we researched, and that's the publication that we have, is with knee osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is the most common type of arthritis because we have around 10 million people in America, and most individuals usually are older than 45, and a huge element that affects this disease is weight.
Mm-hmm.
Weight and arthritis in the knee leads to, again, disability. Disability leads to depression. So there's a lot involved just because of the knee.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are stressful, it is a major factor in worsening the condition of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, because it's the knee joint, so you also have a lot of young adults that are athletes that are suffering from this condition
mm-hmm.
versus the other condition.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the major three category of arthritis
mm-hmm.
that we dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of them, 12 weeks, was designed with a twice-a-week intervention, and then we measured outcomes before to take baseline and then after.
Mm-hmm.
And the results with the knee osteoarthritis are the highest results in the USA, results that came out.
Mm-hmm.
You can see more in the publications
because mm-hmm.
we don't have time to get exactly into it, and that's not mm-hmm. what this mm-hmm. program is about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've been doing at Tufts.
Thank you. Now, you use Tai Chi and Qi Kung in the treatment of arthritis, and can you tell us what these interventions are?
Well, the first thing that people need to know is that Tai Chi is a form of Qigong,
mm-hmm.
but Qigong is not necessarily Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
So Qigong divides into categories. You have medical Qigong, you have martial Qigong, you have religious Qigong, and you have Confucian Qigong.
Mm-hmm.
And those are different. And Qigong means literally the science of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the science of energy for religious purposes, and you have it for martial purposes, as well as health and Confucius.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm specializing in is medical Qigong, of course, because my interest is to target specific goals and diseases and symptoms to see if can create changes through the mind-body or through the principle of the Eastern art.
Mm-hmm.
So my interest is mostly in the medical Qigong. And medical Qigong, so it's the science of human behavior, of human energy.
Mm-hmm.
And Tai Chi is a form of Qigong, which is for health, but also for martial arts. So it's under the martial art Qigong mostly, but also has health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So Tai Chi is also thought of as just a form by many people, like a form or dance of movement. But Tai Chi and both and Qigong are both actually philosophies, are a way of life that integrate five major building blocks of our being.
Mm-hmm.
So they all focus on fine-tuning each one of those blocks until they don't need to be tuned anymore. So, for example, the first block is the body. So what does it mean to fine-tune the body? Create balance between strength and flexibility, increase lung capacity, build bone mass, and on and on. So that's body. The second block is the breath. So breath is increasing lung capacity and bringing more oxygen into the blood system, saturating your whole system with oxygen. And each block is also used to help the other one. So, for example, the breath is helping the next block, which is the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a nice, deep, long breath, you can quiet the mind, or what the mind is, the monkey mind it's called in Qigong.
Mm-hmm.
So the third block is the mind, and you use the breath as the banana to quiet the monkey mind, which is referred to the emotions, versus the horse mind, which is the wisdom. So when it comes to the mind block, we're trying to train the horse, strengthen the logic, and learn to seize the emotions or seize the monkey. So it says train the horse and seize the monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And one way of seizing the monkey is using the banana, which is the breath. The fourth block is the energetic block. So this is the same energetic system that acupuncture and shiatsu use, the 12 meridian, 8 extraordinary vessels with their energy centers. And that system needs to be regulated or needs to be, we need to work with that system to prevent stagnation or to remove stagnation sometimes, to increase the energy centers,
mm-hmm.
to build them up, to make them stronger, to create a balance between fire and water within this system. And all of that is done through many tools, but one of the tools that it can be done is the mind, and the breath is another one. But, of course, you can also use nutrition, and that's another way of
mm-hmm.
controlling the
mm-hmm.
kan and li, or the fire and water within that fourth block, the energetic block.
Mm-hmm.
The last fifth block that is being fine-tuned until fine-tuning is not needed is the spirit. So the spirit, you can have a high spirit or you have a low spirit, and you can have a fiery spirit and you can have a water spirit. So you work with the spirit in different ways and you learn how to raise the spirit and cool the spirit when needed. Now, if you look at a Qigong exercise, it's just a basic move, you should have all five building blocks within this one move. So if I do a move of like stretching a spring or standing on a bamboo and moving my arms like the crane flying, it's not just the body moving. At the same time, there's a breath in it. The mind focuses on an energy center, on a flow, a specific flow of an energetic path. For example, you can focus on the flow from the lower energy center, which is 2 inches below the navel, up along the spine, through the shoulder blades, into the arms, and out through the fingers. So that way you also empty the mind from any thoughts, because your mind is in the energetic system.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you evoke spirituality. So you stand there and you move your hands, but you don't just move your hand in the air. You pretend you're also a crane or a crane standing on a bamboo. So that's how you evoke spirituality. You use the animals and the earth and the heaven to achieve this spiritual stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
So from the outside, it just looked like a movement or a dance, both the Tai Chi and the medical Qigong, but actually it embodies in every move all those five building blocks.
Mm-hmm. Then how does this work with patients with arthritis?
Well, since Qigong or Tai Chi try to treat the whole,
mm-hmm.
so what we do is we tap into each one of those blocks and we fine-tune them. So, for example, if people are, they come before the 12 weeks and they're slightly overweight, or some of them are actually obese, that's a huge element that affects their disease.
Mm-hmm.
And then there, some of them, almost 60, 70% of them depressed. And what we do is first we start from that depression and overweight, they tend to not do much. Or the conventional treatment is to go to physiotherapy and And that doesn't change as much as if you treat the whole.
Mm-hmm.
And by treating all five building blocks or fine-tuning each one of them, you are treating the whole. So an individual first starts to build strength in legs, which support the weight better, and then takes the toll off the knee, and then they increase the lung capacity and the oxygen intake, so they get rid of some fatigue issue, and then depression slowly moves out. Now they see a little change because it's not just a change of pain, it's sometimes changed with anxiety. It's not only that, I empower them by giving them those tools versus when you just go to the doctor, you know, the doctor treats you and you're passive, you're getting treated. But now you have tools, so they actually go home and they keep building up the strength of the muscles around the knee, and then they keep quieting the monkey mind by using the breath, and then we tap into the power of the mind, and we lead energy from the lower energy center through the knee, and we use that as a healing mechanism, and then we take that energy with the impurities and we lead it down into the earth. So we use a lot the power of the mind without waiting for science to tell us that it's possible, since we did see, all of us, mm-hmm. over the years as well as experience, how powerful the mind is. We don't wait for science to prove that there's this ability using the mind to go into specific areas in the body and try and affect it.
Mm-hmm.
But since it's not only mind over matter, we also evoke the spirit and strengthen the energetic system, but also we do squats. And the Tai Chi you see is like a squat, because you perform the form a little lower, you squat down,
mm-hmm.
and by doing the squat and shifting weight from side to side, from leg to leg, you strengthen the muscles around the knee. While they're learning alignment, so they learn also how to distribute the weight through the knee into the floor versus distribute weight into the knee, which creates more problem within the knee.
Mm-hmm.
There's a misunderstanding of many people how to use the knees. Alexander, I think, technique, the Alexander technique, he calls it, he has a nice term to it. He says misuse of.
Mm-hmm.
So misuse of the knee, misuse of the neck, misuse of the shoulders. So the knees, especially for people that are over 6 foot, or even 5'10", are getting a little bit abused because stairs are too small for the knees. So you need to actually go up two stairs at a time and feel the resistance in the thigh and not have
mm-hmm.
weight go into the knee. So there's a whole art
mm-hmm.
or skill of learning how to distribute weight through the knee versus into the knees.
Right.
And once you learn that, you understand a big principle in both mm-hmm. yoga, Tai Chi, and many other martial arts, and that's what makes things effortless, because
mm-hmm.
now you're tapping into the force from the earth, and it just moves through your body, and you don't need as much muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes a while to achieve, but within 12 weeks, a lot of them do understand it, and they also lose weight, and they know how to tap into the power of the mind to deal with anxieties and pain, and they actually reduce medication. Most of the patients reduce, I don't even like to call it patient, I call it student.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the students reduce medication, and their whole life change. And the most beautiful part of the research is that we follow them 3 months, 6 months, and 9 months afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 months afterwards, big percent of them still doing it and are still on the path of losing weight. And there are studies showing it, that mind-body techniques are actually better, have more success with loss of weight and retaining practice after the 12-week programs than any other intervention like surgery or pharmaceutical, because the mind-body works on the whole, and it makes you eventually make decisions that carry to the rest of your life. So it has something stronger in it than just exercise or just going and talking to someone or having a 12-week program. It lasts longer. It carries and ripple throughout the years afterward. I mean, I've seen people 2-3 years after the 12-week program, and they're still doing it and still following a path of complementary, which is going to yoga classes, Tai Chi or Qigong.
Now, you mentioned that the students use less pain medication and they lose weight. Are there other things that the arthritic patient can expect from going through this program?
The first thing is pain and and anxiety starts to diminish because by strengthening the muscles around the knee and massaging inside the knee and learning about the 80 and the 40 and 60% effort, it gives them tools to throughout the day to deal with pain and anxiety better, performance. Mm-hmm. And then the weight makes them feel better, so they now dress nicer and they go out more and they walk more and they socialize more. So the whole chain of events that happens because of mostly because they're gaining back independence, physical independence, and which leads also to losing that. Not everybody's depressed, but just being sad or down sometimes makes, we all know how we don't feel like seeing people, and so not even depression, but even if people were depressed, so I'm talking the whole spectrum of mood, you come out of it, and when you come out of it, you do more, and the people around you are happier. I met people around, the families around those people that will come and be so happy that those people went to that program, that they keep encouraging them and collecting money even to keep them going because they're so happy to be around them now. And not only that, we've seen a little bit of other symptoms like allergies. So because we're working with the mind, the body, the breath, and the deeper levels of relaxation, which everybody known of the Herb Benson relaxation response, which is actually meditation. His relaxation techniques are the same as meditation, or what I call is between awake and asleep. So everybody bottle it, so I decided also to bottle it. But it's the same. It's meditation. And by reaching those brain activity between awake and asleep or meditation or relaxation response, we create a whole healing from within, a hormone production, serotonin, endorphin versus adrenaline, and that leads to maybe stronger immunity and less allergies, or you know, they're susceptible in the winter to get sick because your immunity is stronger and you're more relaxed, or vice versa. So there's a whole chain of benefits, I call it the positive chain reaction, that happens from mind-body approaches versus just exercise or surgery or pharmaceutical. And that's just some of them.
Right. And this is very interesting, Rami. Now, can you tell us about your book and the DVDs and how the listeners can obtain these and how they can reach you?
Yes. Actually, my first book, Sunrise Tai Chi, it's the Tai Chi form that I used for the arthritis. Versus the Sunset Tai Chi DVD and book is what I used for the fibromyalgia group. So I don't know if you're aware, I also finished 8 years of R21 with Tufts with fibromyalgia, and some publication is coming out as we speak. But the Sunrise Tai Chi is the book I recommend the most for the arthritis, as well as the DVD. And the Sunset has in it a little bit more, and the book will be out next year. So the Sunset has a little bit more of what to do with both the setting sun as well as when you come home in the evening, what should you do on a mind-body level versus the Sunset is a mind-body guide of principles of the Eastern arts, what to do when you get up in the morning and with the rising sun, because the rising sun is very nourishing and the setting sun is cleansing. So this is part of the daily practice of Qigong Tai Chi. And this is a little bit of a lost art, how to use the rising and setting sun while practicing in what I call mind-body prescription. So those are the DVDs and books that are already out there. But I'm also working on producing the Neo Arthritis DVD of the program that I did at Tufts. And I'm hoping that I can create that 12 weeks to the best of my ability, because it is an expensive production to do. So we're trying to do it. So I'm assuming within 6 months to 12 months, I will also have the Neo Arthritis or Arthritis DVD out with the Tufts program in it, explained in the most simpler way possible. And the way to get access to my books, DVDs, as well as my theories, is A, through my website, which is ramelronis.com.
Can you spell it?
R-A-M like Mary, E-L, no space, my last name, R, O, N like Nancy, E-S, and .com. So RommelRones.com, and that's the website. Or people can go to, it's called YMAA Publication. So Y, M like Mary, A, Apple, Publication. And that's where they can buy books and DVDs.
Well, I thank you very much, Ronnie. This has been interesting.
Oh, pleasure. Pleasure, Carl.